was you getting to me in those cut-off jeans and that t-shirt and sloppy joes? Yeah, I might be a little bit loco, but it keeps me from losing my mind. Oh, but half insane, that's okay, baby. A little bit crazy's alright. Yeah, the deep end might be so close. Oh, that I'm hanging on for dear life. Yeah, I might be a little bit loco, baby, but a little bit crazy's alright. That's right.
And operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There are early indications that a Russian anti-aircraft system may have shot down the Azerbaijani Airlines plane that crashed in Kazakhstan yesterday, says a U.S. official to ABC News. Why the plane was diverted from its Russian destination remains a mystery. Over 30 people aboard were killed in the crash. Houthi rebels in Yemen say Israeli air attacks today targeted the rebel-held capital and a port city. Israeli military says it attacked infrastructure used by the Houthis. The president and his family on the move, says ABC's national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Reporters spotted several members of the Biden family, including son Hunter, loading into the president's motorcade as it headed to Joint Base Andrews for the flight on Air Force One to the Virgin Islands. In keeping with a family tradition around the holidays, the Bidens are expected to spend several days on St. Croix.
Holiday season consumer spending was up 3.8% compared to last year, says MasterCard Spending Pulse. This is ABC News. A glimmer of hope in the city of Round Rock, Texas, for religions to coexist peacefully.
Interrupted only by the pandemic, it's been a Christmas Day tradition for more than a dozen years.
People see this event as an event of hope.
Safar Chowdhury is Muslim. Neil Blumoff is Jewish.
Dialogue is very important.
As they have for years, the two met for lunch yesterday at a Chinese restaurant in suburban Austin. What began as a few families now brings together hundreds.
It'll help plant the seeds of peace, friendship, and understanding, not just here in the U.S., but also overseas as well.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
There's no stopping electric vehicles, apparently. The latest numbers show global EV sales growing 25% over last year for both battery-only EVs plus hybrids that also have a gas tank. EVs made up half of all the cars sold in the world's biggest car market, China. Tesla still makes the most popular electric cars, the Model Y and the Model 3. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Spotty sprinkles this afternoon turn into widespread, persistent rain overnight, continuing throughout the morning and into tomorrow afternoon. We're also battling fog, thick at times with visibility less than a mile, as the warm, moist air moves in. High temperatures will reach the low 40s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Former Wisconsin Governor and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says he supports President-elect Donald Trump's controversial pick of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead HHS. At the Capitol in Madison recently, Thompson listed reasons he supports Kennedy, who he says wants to improve the health of Americans and the quality of our food.
Trying to make sure that all medicines are based upon science. Who's against that? He's going to make sure that everybody that is trying to get approvals for drugs and so on and so forth gets a fair shot.
Kennedy will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is previewing plans for the upcoming legislative session, including forming the Government Operation and Transparency, or GOAT, Committee to examine state operations. Voss says one of the ideas behind the committee is looking at how to reform government. Voss says the committee will be modeled on President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE. And AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians a little safer in Wisconsin. Drivers who use Waze or Google Maps for navigation will now receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or AAA technician on the roadside. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. One person is dead and 4 others are injured after a 2-vehicle accident in Dunn County. It happened at about 2:30 yesterday at the intersection of Highway 12 and Highway E. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, troopers responding found an overturned car with a 56-year-old man from Eau Claire who was pronounced dead at the scene. An SUV with 3 passengers driven by 40-year-old Mark Sokolowski of Eau Claire was also found. Now a 30-year-old female is facing life-threatening injuries while 2 others were taken to the hospital along with Sokolowski. He was arrested and charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. The Chippewa County's county administrator is leaving for a new job in Michigan. Randy Schultz is set to become the city manager in Ishpeming, Michigan. That's in the UP near Marquette. Schultz turned in his resignation to Chippewa County back in mid-November. His last day is set for March. He says the move to Michigan will put him closer to family. A southern Minnesota congressman has joined a bipartisan effort to transform the federal government. Minnesota Republican Congressman Brad Finstead announced in his most recent newsletter he's joined the House DOGE caucus. The caucus is an offshoot of the proposed Department of Government Efficiency headed by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Finstead said the caucus held its first meeting last week. He hopes it will help rein in the national debt by curbing reckless government spending. AAA is using GPS to keep roadside technicians safer in Wisconsin. Spokesperson Brianna Knapp says AAA is integrating its roadside assistance calls with a pair of GPS providers. Drivers who use WASI or Google Maps for navigation will receive an alert when they approach a AAA member or AAA technician on the roadside. Knapp says nationally, every other week a roadside technician dies on the road as a first responder. Knapp says users will have the feature automatically integrated and no registration is required. Knapp says AAA hopes the new feature will reduce unnecessary roadside deaths in Wisconsin. Travelers through Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport on Christmas Eve say they were pleasantly surprised to find minimal delays. Industry analysts predict a 6% increase of Americans who are traveling over the holidays compared with last year. But they also note Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day all tend to see lighter numbers than the days before and after the major holidays. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The last few days of 2024 won't be as cold as they could be. Forecasters say the Chippewa Valley will see a bit of a post-Christmas warm-up. High temperatures will be in the upper 30s to even low 40s all the way till New Year's Eve. There's at least a chance for rain today, tomorrow, and Saturday, though forecasters say tomorrow has the best chance for most to see rain. Chippewa County says it's just seen 5 overdoses in 2024. That county's health department says it continues to see fewer overdose deaths. In 2022, Chippewa County saw 10 overdoses. The county saw 14 in 2023, but it's just seen 5 so far this year. Public Health Director Brittany Fortura says it's part of a national trend that they'd like to see continue. Fortura says the drop shows that the work public health managers and advocates have been doing over the last few years is working. The suspect in the pair of a Jackson County bank robberies is in jail. Prosecutors filed formal charges against 26-year-old Michaela Davis. Investigators say she robbed the Jackson County Bank in Black River Falls back in 2018. She's also accused of knocking over the Jackson County Bank in Elma Center in early 2019. Investigators say she got about $7,000. Prosecutors say she later admitted to both robberies. Public school libraries are receiving a record payday from the state. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski said last week that she distributed more than $70 million to school libraries from the state's Common School Fund. The Common School Fund is the largest pool of money for libraries in the state and in some communities, Godlewski says. It's the only source of money. The money in the Common School Fund comes from the proceeds of federal lands given to the state. So far, that money has grown to $1.5 billion. Minnesota is seeing strong export growth to other countries. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development announced that exports in July, August, and September increased to $6.7 billion. That's an 11% increase from the same quarter last year. Optical and medical services remain Minnesota's biggest export at more than $1.1 billion. $1 billion. Former Wisconsin Governor and Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson says he supports President-elect Donald Trump's controversial pick of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the HHS. Thompson says Kennedy wants to ensure that all vaccines are, quote, based upon science, unquote, and that vaccine approvals take less time. Kennedy will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Someone could end 2024 as a billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpot for tomorrow night's drawing is $1.1 billion. No one won the Christmas Eve drawing, and the jackpot grew to over $1 billion. This is just the seventh time that the Mega Millions jackpot has topped the billion-dollar mark. Tomorrow's jackpot is expected to be the fifth largest ever for the Mega Millions game. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Spotty sprinkles this afternoon turn into widespread, persistent rain overnight, continuing throughout the morning and into tomorrow afternoon. We're also battling fog, thick at times with visibility less than a mile, as the warm, moist air moves in. High temperatures will reach the low 40s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
In the NFL on Christmas Day yesterday, the Kansas City Chiefs clinched the top overall seed in the AFC with a 29-10 win over the Steelers in Pittsburgh. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Patrick Mahomes threw for 320 yards and three touchdowns to lead the way. Travis Kelce also caught a touchdown and became the team's all-time leader in receiving touchdowns with 77. The Chiefs 15-1. Pittsburgh has lost three straight. They fall to 10-6. Baltimore destroyed the Houston Texans 31-2 in Houston on Wednesday. Derrick Henry rushing for 147 yards and a touchdown, his 16th of the season, and Lamar Jackson rushing for 87 yards and a score, breaking Michael Vick's NFL record for career rushing yards by a quarterback in the game. Ravens also clinched a playoff spot with a victory. The Packers returned to the practice field yesterday afternoon as they prepare for Sunday's NFC North showdown against the Vikings. The 11-4 Packers can still better their wild card seed with a victory. They currently stand at number 6. Wide receiver Christian Watson didn't practice yesterday after suffering a knee injury in the win over the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. It definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
Packers did get some good news on Watson, though. Matt LaFleur said Tuesday tests revealed a bone bruise and not any kind of structural damage. ESPN reporting former Seattle coach Pete Carroll interested in coaching the Chicago Bears. Carroll led the Seahawks to victory in Super Bowl 48 and posted 170, 120, and one record with the team. The Bears let Matt Eberflus go on November 29th. And speaking of the Bears, they're back in action tonight, playing host to Seattle. The Bucks in the NBA at home tonight against Brooklyn. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
A 2025 expansion for Keselowski will keep him busy this offseason. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fixed. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Several NASCAR Cup Series teams are spending this offseason expanding for the upcoming year. Among them, Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing, as the team is set to field three full-time cars next year with their newest driver, Ryan Preece. Team co-owner and driver Brad Keselowski says that now seems to be the right time to grow the company.
Really busy off-season, but a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm and excitement, and a lot of feelings like this is the next step for us to grow as a company and, more importantly, grow in our results.
Both Keselowski and Chris Buescher scored wins for the team last season, while Preece joins the organization from the now-closed Stewart Haas Racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
When it's cold outside, you'd rather be inside, and so would wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Your barn might be welcoming critters looking for a winter refuge as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Raccoons, opossums, and other wild critters would love to snuggle up and spend the winter in your barn if the opportunity is there. Kathy Garza Bear with the Ohio Division of Wildlife says critters go into a barn because it has ample food and warm bedding, and it's often easy to get inside.
A lot of barns usually aren't made like homes that we live in, so the structure does have weak points. There can be boards missing off the sides, cracks in foundations, holes in roofs. So you need to seal up all those cracks in the foundation, fill them in with a little bit of cement, replace missing boards. If you have broken window panes, fix the glass.
Keep animal feed covered with tight-fitting lids and restrict open water if you can. Tidying up the barn and getting rid of debris and piles will mean fewer places to hide. You might even set out some odor repellents so critters will turn up their noses and run back outside. If the animals have already set up housekeeping and you'd rather they go somewhere else, you could live trap them. However, make sure you know your state's regulations on where wildlife can be taken. In some cases, it might be better to call for professional help.
Some people will hire a damage trap or a person that will come out because you're suffering some kind of damage, or maybe you just have a fear of having this animal near your livestock. They can remove them through trapping them. You can use devices for bats or birds in those openings in your barns to exclude them once they fly out for the night. This screening or mesh or netting can be put in place, and that way they can't come back in.
You have to be persistent and vigilant to keep wildlife out, and it helps to have a few hungry barn cats for rodent control. Find more tips for keeping unwanted critters out of the barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
34 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. January down 8 to 1962. February down 9 to 1979. March down 17 to 1970. April milk down 6 at 1937. Cheese markets were steady today. Barrels at 174. 40-pound blocks at 186. No sales on the day. Cash butter down a half to 257 and a half. One trade on the day. Well, dry whey was steady at 74 and no sales on the day. Triple-digit gains in the cattle markets today as the cattle markets is seeing a risk-on type of attitude along with higher boxed beef prices, all helping to support both the live and feeder cattle markets. Now, remember, this is a holiday type of trade, so volumes are light, so we can see these big price swings. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are also moving mostly higher as well, as there are some stronger pork cutout values today, and that is helping to support the hog markets here at the midday. December live cattle up $1.70 to $192.50. February up $2.12 to $189.50. And April up $2.17 to $191.72. January feeder cattle up $2.75 to $258.60. March up $3.60 to $258.60. April up $3.40 to $259.25. February hogs up 12 cents to $84.50. April up 17 cents to $89.35. while June up 42 cents to 101.67. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today on a risk-on type of trade today here in the grain markets. Weekly export sales reports will be delayed until tomorrow. Now, soybeans moving higher again on that risk-on type of trade. Also, a big jump in meal prices after a production disruption from an Illinois plant has boosted buying interest, along with dry weather in Argentina. Wheat markets following the rest of the grain complex higher. The Black Sea area continues to be quiet in the near term, from at least a fresh news perspective. March corn up 3.25 to 451.75. May up 3.75 to 458.75. July up 4.5 to 461.75. New crop up 3.75 to 441. January beans up 10 to 985.25. March up 13 to 994.25. May up 13.75 to 1003.75. New crop up 12.25 to 1006.25. January soybean meal up 11 now to 303.90. Well, January soybean oil down 39 cents to 39.45. Chicago wheat, March up 8.25 to 543. May also up 8.25 to 553.5. Minneapolis wheat, March up 5.5 to 595, while May up 5.25 to 603. Energy markets today are moving mostly lower now. February crude oil down 24 cents to 69.86. March down 21 cents to 69.43. January and February gas both down 2 cents. January at 194, February at 195. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Higher beef prices ahead for 2025? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
2024 was a record year of high beef prices. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension livestock economist David Anderson says the cash market for fed cattle traded within about a $10 range this past year. He adds that beef production is likely keeping a lid on prices.
You know, if we looked at the statistics, we've produced less beef than we did a year ago. But thinking about beef between non-fed cull cow beef that's going to hamburger and fed beef coming out of a feedlot, steers and heifers. And so if we look at fed beef, we've actually produced a little more fed beef than we did a year ago. We're almost right there the same, but a touch higher, really driven by heavier weights. You know, these heavier weights, we've been record high weights for both steers and heifers. We've actually had more cattle on feed than we did a year ago, most of the year. So those supplies, and not just total fed beef supplies, but we've had beef grading better than a year ago. So we've had more supplies of choice and prime beef on the market. And it's really hard to push those prices higher when we've got more supplies. Now, on the cull cow side, the non-fed beef, clearly we're culling fewer cows. We've got the fewest beef cows since 1961. We're culling fewer dairy cows. So that total supply of non-fed beef that's really going into ground beef is much less than a year ago. So that's keeping those kind of wholesale ground beef and cull cow prices high, but keeping a lid on where our fed cattle can go.
He says when it comes to the futures market, there was a lot of enthusiasm this summer.
Particularly into June and July, And then at the end of July, early August, we had a big decline in futures market prices. I think that's really because of this recognition that we were producing more beef than a year ago. You know, as we think about that, we've certainly had some mixed signals in the overall economy, but certainly growing GDP, rising real wages, certainly some declining rates of inflation. Yet we do have a lot of consumers that are struggling, and we look at higher prices. So, you know, we had this realization in the futures market that, gosh, we're producing more beef than a year ago. At that very same time, there were a bunch of stories about in the kind of the popular press about, oh, gosh, we're headed for a recession. Well, I think those gave a reason for the futures market to sell off and drive those prices down. The recession really didn't materialize, but our high beef production was still with us.
He's predicting higher prices in 2025. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says the U.S. has prevailed in its dispute under the USMCA, challenging Mexican biotechnology measures on GE corn imports. The USMCA panel agreed with the U.S. on all seven legal claims, finding that Mexico's measures banning imports of GMO corn from the U.S. were not based on sound science and undermined the market access that Mexico agreed to provide in the trade agreement. Mexico's measures ran counter to decades worth of evidence demonstrating the safety of agricultural biotechnology underpinned by science and risk-based regulatory review systems, said Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Under USMCA rules, Mexico now has 45 days from the date of the final report, December 20th, to comply with the panel's findings. In that major win of the USMCA disputes that Mexico violated its commitments under the USMCA, it's an incredible development for the nation's corn growers and rural communities, said Kenneth Hartman Jr., president of National Corn Growers. The outcome is a direct result of advocacy efforts of corn leaders from across the country, he said. Shoppers were buying more eggs to bake Christmas treats ahead of the holiday season. At the same time, U.S. wholesale egg prices were up 150% from last year. Reuters says the average retail price of a dozen eggs surpassed $3.60 in November, $2.50 higher than the prices in January. September's average price was even higher at $3.80 a dozen. Retailers didn't want to push shoppers away during the busy holiday season, so they've been slow to raise their prices to pass on the higher costs. However, those price hikes could come in early 2025. The main factor pushing egg prices higher? Bird flu. The virus has wiped out 123 million chickens, turkeys, and other poultry in 49 states since the outbreak began in 2022. Nationwide, the laying hen flock in October was 3% lower than in 2023 at approximately 315 million birds. Congress did pass an end-year bill that includes a continuing resolution extending current levels of federal funding until March, including the extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. However, the National Association of Conservation Districts was disappointed the package didn't include Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding. The failure to include conservation funding in an end-of-year bill foregoes an incredible opportunity, said NACD President Kim LaFleur. Unfortunately, it reflects Congress's increasing inability to negotiate and pass common sense solutions, she said. The American Farmland Trust was also let down by a lack of conservation funding. Conservation programs are popular, oversubscribed, and a key to helping producers remain profitable and build resilience to extreme weather, AFT said in a release. By transferring those dollars to build the Farm Bill conservation baseline, Congress could have ensured additional conservation funding to meet the high demand. Calves and cattle on feed for the processing market in the United States for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 12 million head on December 1st. That inventory level was slightly below December 1st of 2023, Placements in feedlots during November totaled 1.8 million head, 4% below the same time in 2023. Net placements totaled 1.74 million head. Now, during November, placements of cattle and calves weighing less than 600 pounds were 495,000 head. 600 to 699 pounds were 420,000 head, and 700 to 799 pounds totaled 37,500 head. Now, markings of fed cattle during November totaled 1.73 million head. That was 1% below the November of 2023 levels. Other disappearances totaled 55,000 head during November, which was 2% higher than 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
The clouds will stick around today in our ag weather forecast as sunshine really remain absent through the weekend. It will return next week behind all of the rain systems. Now, widespread rain is likely Friday into Sunday. Little, if any, frozen precipitation types are expected as the temperatures will remain above freezing. Cloudy throughout the day today, a slight chance of rain developing this afternoon, highs upper 30s, southeast winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of rain, fog developing overnight. We'll have lows in the mid-30s and southeast winds at around 5. Tomorrow, 90% chance of rain, along with fog early, highs low 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain, highs low 40s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 40s. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Looking ahead for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, we'll have highs in the low 30s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you. And the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man. No. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you. You still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man. Knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do. Better man. Yes, I'm leaving here. better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man.
Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere. Dad will be late, and Uncle Sam don't like to wait. He's got a big old plane that's gonna take me far away. But there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of okay, I know you're scared. I might be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though you're leaving, I ain't going nowhere. Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me and you can't see me in the middle of the night, just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going.
Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
Not a soul
pop loose, it's a total tailspin. Too much grindstone, too little time with you. Girl, you know it's wearing thin. Baby, let's trade in these teardrops for warm kisses on the skin. You got a drawer full of IOUs, and it's high time you call those things in. When anyone else would have been long gone, packed it up and headed back home. And not a soul would blame you after what I put you through. Yeah, anyone else would have gone insane. Right out that door. Instead, I'm dodging a champagne cork and watching the wet clothes fall to the floor. When anyone else would have been long gone, packed it up and headed back home. And you can hide behind a chest of cat grin, but you know it's true. Yeah, anyone.
I should have never left. little sandy town. She spent the summer there, a couple houses down.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Standing in the dark, I want
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A U.S. official tells ABC News that early indications are...